I can't tell you how grave it is. You don't need me to tell you. This is this should end our republic. And start a nuclear war, definitely killing the recovery. Trump starts screaming at anyone who disagrees with him. There's a few people can still whisper to him and talk to him. He's got Kushner in his ear that told him, oh, they're about to strike us. That's his source. Barnes, I've never heard you talk like this. You're a very measured person. You're literally saying, you know, grab Trump, put him in a bunker before you get arrested for that. Let's be realistic about this. I don't like Harry Reid. He was terrible because Trump was doing good back then. They said give him fake briefings. You were saying during the break, there's other ways to do this. People need to just, not just tell him the truth, like Susie Wall said, it's time to just not, say what you just said.
Yeah, well, legally and constitutionally, the vice president is an independent elected official. The same is legally and constitutionally, the only oath any member of the military takes, any member of the State Department takes, any member of the intelligence community takes, any member of the government takes, is only to the Constitution. It is not to the president of the United States. There's no such oath. We don't take oath to people. We don't take oath to politicians. We take oath to the law, to the Constitution of the United States of America. So the next time President Trump orders something that is illegal, because what he's talking about is a mass act of terrorism and a massive war crime, legally, ethically, professionally, morally, by oath, the no military official can execute such an order. So they should refuse to execute any such order by the president if he gives it for a terroristic war crime, like mass bombing Iranian civilians into oblivion, like using nuclear weapons against Iran. That has to be communicated clearly, and they have to decide to do it. Maybe convince the president that he decided that he was the one who decided not to, because his memory is literally like the movie Memento. He remembers something one minute, he forgets it the next. So just convince. I mean, there's seriously, you know, serious.
Oh, I talked to one of his chief advisors that he was going to fire Tulsi. He calls and says, "Should I?" And he didn't remember that she gave him all the intelligence that Ratcliffe held it up, and he goes, "Oh, actually, I like her." It's like, by the end of it, he loved her.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I mean, I've heard directly from high-ranking members of the administration who have confirmed the same thing. And they said it's been happening now for 3 or 4 months, that he just forgets basic things. I mean, everybody that's
and
had
a
love.
And the neocons, you said this months ago, but the neocons are on the news bragging. Anyone that you even know in the administration, they're firing as if you told them stuff. When they say you're wrong to Trump, they blame you. Just to show it's total insanity.
Complete insanity. I mean, he made the right call finally getting rid of Pam Bondi and finally getting rid of Kristi Noem that we had advised him to do back in early January because they were such walking, talking disasters. But he doesn't.
By the way, you said on air it's going to be sex stuff with Noem. I guess, not just Kelly Lewandowski. I guess you knew about this big tit stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was an open secret in the White House that she was using money to fund her affair with Corey Lewandowski, and that Corey Lewandowski was weaponizing the office to line her pockets. Same with Pam Bondi, was doing the same. But the people that have been telling him, don't go in, don't get deeper, don't get more involved, are people that he only sporadically listens to. And instead, he's been encouraged by insane people to do insane things. Bibi Netanyahu has lost his mind, too. So those people have to be excluded from the decision-making matrix. And what we need is people like Vice President Vance and others to step up. Well, Hegseth is a nightmare. The guy thinks he's really bringing Jesus back. He's waiting for the third temple to be established at the end of this. He wants the apocalypse to happen. We should not have a Secretary of War who wants the apocalypse to happen. That is not a good thing. The guy has completely fallen off the neocon wagon, and he's drinking like a madman, doing a full-scale 24-hour binge of neocon insanity mixed with Christian Zionist.
And you also see Lindsey Graham with bubble wands stalking children at Disney World, Noem's husband with giant fake tits. You've got Graham drunk this weekend, stumbling around the street. I mean, this is insanity.
You have a dystopian nightmare living out in like every sci-fi novel that has always started out with there's some nuclear war that the country gets some.
And the guy that starts it, Trump's brain has a bubble wand.
That's exactly correct. I mean, and he's just lost it. We just have to be honest. He's lost it. And we've got to take corrective remedial action. Somebody's got to do something before the whole world burns, because otherwise that's the risk that might start.
He's like a crazy jumper on the Brooklyn Bridge taking us with him. Democrats, I would advise you, do not mess with him. We need to somehow. Let's come back in 60 seconds.
I've been in the oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. and Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
We're achieving major strides toward completing our military objective. And some people could say they're pretty well complete. We've wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
We are obliterating that country. And I hate to do it, but we're obliterating. And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry as the expression goes, uncle, but they will.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly. You have no idea how badly they want to make a deal. And we'll see what happens.
The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free.
For instance, if I want to take down that power plant, that very big, powerful power plant, they can't do a thing about it.
We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. And they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
We've won this. This war has been won.
If I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it. Unfortunately, the American people would like to see us come home. If it were up to me, I'd take the oil. I'd keep the oil. I would make plenty of money. We sent some guns, but the group that was supposed to give, which I said would happen to my people, I said it, I called it exactly. We sent guns, a lot of guns. They were supposed to go to the people so they could fight back against these thugs. You know what happened? The people that they sent them to kept them because they said, what a beautiful gun. I think I'll keep it. So I'm very upset with a certain group of people, and they're going to pay a big price for that.
They have no anti-aircraft equipment. Their radar is 100% annihilated. We are unstoppable as a military force. The nuclear sites that we obliterated with the B-2 bombers have been hit so hard that it would take months to get near the nuclear dust. And we have it under intense satellite surveillance and control.
Tuesday will have Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one. In Iran, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald John Trump.
The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
All right, I'll take a few calls that held military out of respect for them as they're holding it. But I want Barnes to take over because I don't want to interrupt him. He's really smart. He's been a big Trump supporter, been a lawyer for him, fighting the election fraud. I want to bring up Todd Blanche. I want to bring up Ed Martin, but it's almost like putting perfume on a pig. The existential threat right now is so serious with Trump saying we'll take out the entire country of Iran. You know, Trump said they love bombs yesterday. They love being bombed. No, maybe 30, 40% were against it. Now the majority are for it. We already have the numbers out. And all the studies of anthropology, sociology showed that. And let's play clip 30 from the start of the show. Them blowing up the biggest bridge in Central Asia, size of the Golden Gate Bridge yesterday, by a national park. Do the people look happy out there camping to watch, like, the Martians blowing up New York City with audio, yeah. Does this look like, turn it up, the shockwaves, they look kind of happy? Think they like us? That's nice? And the neocons are like, oh, it's a military bridge. It just opened. It's a goddamn civilian bridge. Excuse my French. And what I love is the war propaganda we're targeted with. I'm a Qatari, and I'm an Iranian. No, I'm a loyal American that helped launch the whole movement to save this country. And I'm proud of the work we've done the last 10 years with Trump. It's been amazing, but it's new now. It's different. And I told the story, and the media got it wrong. Y'all who said Jones's dad died of dementia, and he was crazy then. No, I said my grandfather. He was the smartest guy I ever knew. The last year after a stroke, he was like a three-year-old. And we are going in that direction. So, Barnes, should we even talk about the AG? Because I talked to multiple sources, White House reporters, White House people in the cabinet meetings, and somebody else very close to Trump, who's so shocked he can't even, hadn't been on air in over a week because he's so freaked out. But he said, go ahead and tell people. Let me figure out who it is. And he talks to Trump. Trump calls him almost every day. Sometimes an hour-long phone call, as busy as Trump is. And same person got Tulsi not fired. And he just said that Trump wants an off-ramp. And Trump knows this is bad. But then he runs out and does this because he's got to act tough. What do you make of this? And then also, oh, here's the thing. Ed Martin is being considered as the deputy AG. At least Trump said to people, I'm probably going to pick him. I think word it was, because he can be there for 7 months now because he's already in the administration in the DOJ. That'll get us through the midterms, even if they don't approve him. They got to have 60 votes in the Senate for anybody. I'm sure Todd Blanche will get approved. And then I was told this morning by the same source that Blanche will be gone in 60 days, they believe. But that's Trump currently. I hate to even give Blanche intel, but you know, our phones are all tapped. Barnes, that's a lot. But I mean, what do we do about Trump? And then should we even be worrying about the DOJ or the midterms?
I mean, we got to get through this first, because if he goes to escalation at any level in Iran tomorrow, the kind he's talking about, everything is gone and lost.
Politically, no, I agree. So get to that when I leave you and take a few calls. But just is what I said accurate, or what do you want to add to that?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, this was based on what we had reported for months now, which is that Mike Davis was a corrupt lobbyist, that Todd Blanche was corrupt, Paper Play Pam was corrupt, Stanley Woodward was corrupt, and all of them needed to be removed for the president's own benefit, because they were going to be subject to congressional investigations and future impeachments that would be very embarrassing to the president. You can find the articles about Mike Davis in The Economist and The Wall Street Journal. This is a corrupt lobbyist that was getting pay-for-play access to get bogus pardons, to get special deals in the antitrust space, especially connected to Arthur Schwartz and others. This was building up to be a massive embarrassment for President Trump. He finally took action. He thought about it in the end of January. He delayed until now. But that's why Pam Bondi is out. That's why Todd Blanche is on his way out. That's why Stanley Woodward is on his way out.
So your sources that are even better than mine in many cases, you get the same intel.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this was supposed to be done back at the end of January when we last talked, back in early February.
Well, here's the good news. There's major operations by big groups and patriots that, not even good guys, that realize this is going to destroy everybody. On that, now they're trying to pivot and asking me, what do we do about this? I'm like, put him in the handcuffs? I mean, so yeah, the good news is there's some major counterstrikes, and Trump's being presented with the evidence.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's why Kristi Noem is out. That's why Corey Lewandowski is out. That's why Pam Bondi is out. That's why Woodward and Blanche are likely. You notice there's been even no leaks even suggesting Blanche is being considered to be the attorney general. He's the acting attorney general. That's it. Ed Martin is being considered. My view is replace Blanche now with Ed Martin. Put Ed Martin in as the acting attorney general. At least give him some leeway so he can start to get things
moving.
Well,
what I heard from sources is Trump said he was picking him, but, you know, he changed his mind. So they said, don't even say that. But I just told you. But, I mean, isn't deputy AG just as good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's it'd be under Blanche, which is the only issue. So Blanche will continue to sabotage Ed at every level like he's done for the last year. So what Blanche's goal is to cash out with his Democratic allies and corporate lawyer pals in about 6 months. So the problem is he will make sure nothing serious happens.
He's meant to sabotage for the midterms.
Exactly.
I've been moving on from that. Notice Trump has getting better instincts there, but not on the real thing discrediting him, the war.
Exactly. I mean, if he would listen to Vance and just, you know, the advantage of this, we could turn this loss into a win. by simply getting out of the Mideast once and for all and reining in Israel once and for all. If we did, the Mideast wars would end. Then we would actually get peace in the Middle East. Then we wouldn't be dragged back into these conflicts. Then we wouldn't have a ceaseless motivation for terrorism against Americans around the world. And that's get out of the Mideast, rein in Israel. Joe Ken is exactly right. There's a twofer strategy that could save American lives, preserve peace, and we can use this war as the excuse to do it. Because Iran is holding up the Straits of Hormuz, because Iran is demanding these things as a condition to allow
because their backs against the wall. Forget whether we like them or not. All these neocons go, oh, you're with them. No, they're in control. It's a war of attrition, dumbass. It ain't about how many 18-wheelers you blow up.
And these neocons have been wrong about every war. It's time to realize
I saw Mark Levin this weekend. Don't know about the military, but they can do anything like they're Superman. The military said, don't do it, Dumbo.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So now that we're in this terrible position, use it as an opportunity to flip the script, get us out of the Mideast forever, which President Trump has been campaigning on for a decade. The rein in Israel once and for all. Discipline the Israel lobby. Kick them out of the halls of power in Washington, D.C. and restore a focus on the domestic American
agenda. Yeah, I mean,
Israel
needs a straitjacket on it. I mean, it's just...
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. They're going into Gaza. They're going into Syria. They're going into Lebanon as we speak. They're bombing schools and universities and little girls' schools.
They blew up 36 universities during school time.
Absolutely. And they target anybody who wants to talk to J.D. Vance for a negotiated outcome.
Every time Vance is about, we're not trying to lionize Vance. It is behind the scenes Vance trying to stop all this.
Oh, completely. He understands how dangerous this is to the American political coalition, but to the whole world.
And notice the anti-Trump groups are paid, they don't even know it, to target Vance constantly because they're so scared of him.
Absolutely. And that's why
because
every
time. He's a pragmatist and smart.
Every time it leaks out that there's someone he's talking to in the Iranian regime,
they're dead.
The very next day, Israel tries to murder them. Every single time, Trump is exercising no control over Bibi Netanyahu. And Israel has lost after October 7th, which increasingly looks like an inside job. After October 7th, in the sense of the stand down.
What was the question?
Wait,
finish your point, but will Israel, Charlie Kirk, Vance?
I mean, that's the risk you have to look. That's what Joe Kent is implicitly warning about. That's why he's saying it delicately and indirectly, but he's saying this is a fear, even in the White House, that Israel will murder anybody who challenges their power. They have lost their minds and their souls after October 7th. I've known many people in the Israeli world for a long time. They have gone nuts. They have lost their
minds. And by the way, you've been pro-Israel.
Oh, for decades, debated Nick Fuentes on your channel on this precise topic. And Israel has completely lost its mind and lost its soul. It's willing to risk the entire world. There's people on their TV stations talking about using nuclear or neutron bombs on the people of Iran. They are nuts. They are crazy. They are going into
Lebanon.
By the
way, since we mentioned it, let's play the clip. So they're talking to the number two under Netanyahu, who's even worse than him. They're like, don't tell them about the nukes or neutron bombs. And now that's what Trump said. I've got things even worse than your bridges and even worse than your power. This is nukes, folks. Here's a clip.
לא רק להשמיד את ישראל, הם הכינו הרי טילים להשמיד את כל אזור המפרץ. ואני שואל אותך או את השר בן גביר, מי שרצה לענות ראשון, למה אנחנו לא משתמשים בפצצת ניוטרון, זה נקרא? זה סוג של פצצת אטום שלא פוגעת במבנים.
Neutron bombs, only kill people.
בכל המקומות.
אני הבנתי שאתה...
השר בן גביר, מה...
They should stop talking about that.
אני הבנתי...
בן גביר לא רוצה להיכנס.
Oh, it's so funny, you're on a power trip. Got a bunch of damn nuclear weapons. If I had nuclear weapons, I wouldn't be giggling about it. What does Spider-Man say? Or his uncle? Great power comes great responsibility.
עיר טילים בסביבת מיצר הורמוז.
נכון, והיה בום מטורף.
נכון, זה מה שאני יודע, זה מה שאני...
רגע.
The madmen in Israel think they're smarter about it because they're willing to do things smart people don't do.
ומה פתאום? לא נראה לי.
And because they get away with it, they think that it's like a trick. No, you're gambling, dumb ass.
כן, שימון. אני מכיר את החיוך שלך. אני מכיר את החיוך שלך, השר בן גביר, מאוד יפה הרבה שנים. אתה מסתיר פה משהו.
לא, ברצינות. אני חבר קבינט מצומצם.
נכון.
האחריות על IP מיליון. אני עמדתי...
It's like when they blow up the girls' school, Oliver Fox, they made jokes about it. Why not say you're sorry? It's just the PR thing alone, how are the Iranians going to read this when Trump says, I can take out the entire country tomorrow?
The entire population is turned against the U.S. and in favor of the regime. And if you want an example of it, the what took down our some of our most sophisticated fighter planes yesterday and this past weekend was not the Iranian air defenses, but was local folks grabbing their guns and firing away. Think about that. They were rallying locally. These are like your rural country folk. This was like Red Dawn Rand style. They are so united against the United States. And if you knew the history of Persia, the nationalism of Iran, and the nature of Shia Islam, you could know that attacking them would rally behind the flag in the most ultimate way. They would rather all die than be humiliated. That's why in their rallies, they're screaming, never humiliation, never humiliation. This is a Persian
culture. It's just like the Japanese. Death is nothing to them if you're being humiliated.
Absolutely. That's why he had a soldier. What was it, Okinawa? 7.5 years later, still fighting? I mean, that's the nature.
27 years later.
27 years later. I mean, that's the need. For people out there, the Persian culture is the longest standing continuous civilization in the world. In the world. You're talking about over 6,500 years old, older than the Russians, older than the Chinese, in the sense of continuous civilization of the same people in the same place with the same population. These are people that the Mongols, the Turks, the Romans, the Greeks, the Arabs all invaded, and they converted to their way of life, to their Persian value system. That's the power of Persian pride. They would rather, they're holding rallies with bombs dropping right next to them, and these kids are just walking right through it and staying in the rallies. That's who these people are. We have now our calls for mass genocide, which is what President Trump is calling for, mass genocide, mass war crimes, mass terrorism against the people of Iran, guarantees that they are going to fight to the last Iranian against the United States and Israel.
Well, any red-blooded American, somebody walks up, knocks you in the head, you're going to fight them. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. It is a deep sense of abiding pride. Remember the Iraq-Iran war. They literally sent their early defenses because they were inadequately prepared for that war in Iran. Was literally human waves, just human waves willing to die against Iraq. And now they're fighting for, every day there's a story about some mother trying to find bits and pieces of her daughter, little girl, inside some residential house that we bombed.
Oh, I've got footage I haven't even shown. They're blowing up whole neighborhoods now. They're not bombing one leader. They're blowing up with B-52s whole neighborhoods. I mean, we're talking war crime central. Let's go to a clip from the White House saying they have until 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow until total obliteration. This is terrorism. This is a national shame. I cannot believe this, but I'm just going to report the truth. There it is.
This is a critical period. They have a period of, till tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. I want to be a nice person. They have till tomorrow. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this, but we're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone ages. Yeah. Stone ages.
Let me explain something. I'm on air, so I'm trying to keep track of this. The media was reporting that they had given in to everything, and that wasn't even what they said. And then now we learn they said, screw you. So that's the level of disinfo that I can't keep track of it. But if you follow the past 37 days, they said we're never giving up. Right. So now we have a few clips of Trump saying they're record-level BS artists. No, you are a record-level BS artist, Trump. That's just a fact. They don't have a BB gun, but record-level missile attacks. Just stop with the crap. They have no military, but today, they're so formidable, they're so powerful. Okay, so this is Vietnam times 10, okay? They're not going to give up just like the Vietnamese, okay? And that's why you're talking about nuclear weapons now. So here's Trump talking about that, And then let's go to Trump making jokes about, oh, they got to deliver stuff by letter. The French do it by pneumatic tube, too. That's the only, our government, little secret, does it by hand carrier, too. Briefcase wrapped around. He's making these jokes. That's how redundant they are, Trump. You were lied to. Admit you were wrong. Stop doubling down like a degenerate gambler at 4 a.m. in Vegas. Here it is.
I'm not even sure they have any mines there, by the way. I'm not sure. I'm personally, they say there might be eight. I don't know. I presidents, and they haven't done the job. And people are living in hell. You live in that country. They're living in hell.
Yeah, now they're bombing them.
No, I think that 47 years of this stuff is long enough. They're at the weakest point they've ever been. They have no Navy. They have no Air Force. They have no anti-aircraft.
But they got a
Strait of Hormuz. Weaponry. They have no radar. They have no communication. In fact, the biggest problem we have in our negotiation is that they can't communicate. I said to Steve, what are they saying? Sir, they can't communicate. They have no method of communication. So we're communicating like they used to communicate 2,000 years ago with children, bringing a note back and forth. They have no communication. In fact, the biggest problem we have in our negotiation is that they can't communicate.
That's enough. So here, let me explain something to Trump. That's a two-edged sword, buddy. George Washington can communicate. That the British couldn't deal with that. When people have a mission and are in cells and are already trained to carry it out, that is one of the worst enemies to fight. Barnes, you want to explain that to the president?
Oh, exactly. They have a decentralized mosaic system of military empowerment, which means their regional commanders are in control. They have preordained plans, and that they are issuing orders with the control of their local base. There's over 100 of these missile cities, meaning they can make the missiles, store the missiles, and fire the missiles from deep underground. They have independent power supplies, each of these
which
missile
means you
cities.
Can't decapitate something like that.
Exactly. We could take out they have a decentralized power grid as well, but we could take out their entire power grid, by the way, which we did in part in the wars in Germany against Japan, against North Korea.
No, look at Russia can't take out Ukraine's.
Correct. I mean, think about it, folks. We bombed Germany into the Stone Ages. Germany still held on. We bombed till the Russians came in and freed it. We bombed Japan into the...
Till the Russians sent a million soldiers in.
Correct. And they only retreated when the Soviets entered Manchuria and made clear they were going to be on our side in the war. We bombed North Korea. I mean, to this day, they use that propaganda back into the Stone Ages. North Korea never folded. We bombed North Vietnam into the Stone Ages. Operation Rolling Thunder.
6 million bombs versus 15,000.
Correct. And North Vietnam ended up winning that war and owning all of Vietnam.
And then we got smart and made a deal. Now they're one of our biggest trading partners. You know, Ho Chi Minh tried to make a deal and we wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Nixon ended up signing the same deal in 1973 that was on the table in 1968. We tried to bomb the Taliban. Remember, we used the mother of all bombs, the Moabs, against the Taliban. Who runs Afghanistan today? The Taliban. This has never worked in the history of man to bomb people into regime
change. It didn't work with King George III with us, did it?
Exactly. And Iran is better equipped to handle this than anybody because their entire military operation is run underground, can survive underground.
They're so just waiting. They're waiting for us to show up on the ground.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. They want another hostage crisis on steroids. And unfortunately, the president may take the bait.
I'm going to introduce you and take over on the other side. I got an emergency meeting, but here I am. This is too riveting. My God, help us.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now, here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We got our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3, and it's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll take a few calls and hand things over to Barnes. I had an emergency meeting to go to with the shutdown of InfoWars with lawyers, but they're waiting 20 minutes from here. They're just going to have to wait. This is it's too important. And the future InfoWars is compared to this, you know, we got the Alex Jones Network set up, all that. But the point is that I can't do this without you. I sell you stuff that really works. We have that Faraday cage bag that protects your electronics. You can't be tracked with all the free gifts, the battle dagger, all the supplements. It's a $600 value for $249. If you're a VIP, it's below cost, $199. That's about to sell out in the next 48 hours. Free gifts in every order today. It could be an Alex Jones stress ball on the low end to a knife to a supplement. It's just an insane deal today. That's a 24-hour deal. Instant at midnight, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And the methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the T3 is even better next to the very best iodine. It's all there. These are amazing products. I think our information is amazing. These products are amazing. And you can't lose your funding operation that tells the truth. So I want to thank all those that have supported and tell those on the fence you're really missing out. You saw J.P. Sears, big health nut, super good squats, like 600 pounds. And he's like, yeah, I took methylene blue, didn't do anything. I said, take mine. Bonked, bounced off the walls after an hour. Felt terrible. He was like sick when he came in. He was like, oh my God, this is insane. And by he said he was at 40%, he was at 80%. But after the show, he goes, oh my God, I feel even better than I felt. This is insane. Give me some bottles of it. It's that good, folks, because it's medical grade. Nobody has this. And Methylene Red is our own proprietary. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get yours now. It's discounted right now. And it sells in a couple days. With 30% off Methylene Red, Methylene Blue right now. Barnes, let's take a few calls. I'll move quick, and you'll have the floor here in the last 15 minutes. But the next 10 or so, I'll take these calls. I appreciate callers holding. I'm going to move quick, though. So just make your point to the next person. Thanks for holding. Tim in California, is Army on Iran. What's your take? Are we wrong? Are we right? What do you want to say?
Hello, Alex and Robert. You guys are absolutely correct on Iran. I think this has been the case for some time now. I think, Alex, unfortunately, your judgment of Trump has been clouded a bit because of your personal risk involved. And that's perfectly understandable. But he transitioned a long time ago. And the best thing we
he said a lot, too, never go to war with Iran with the other candidates, you know, with all the other idiots, you'd have World War III. So, but I know he also said the other thing. You're right. Listen, my stuff wasn't clouded. All I've gotten is persecution from Trump, but no help. He did a lot of good stuff, so that's why I support him.
I understand. Yes, absolutely, Alex. You find no opponent in me for any of your judgment. Okay, I understand perfectly.
Now I'm going to war. I mean, I'm trying to stop this.
Well, that's what it's going to take. I mean, it's going to. We can't depend on anybody else to come save us. Obviously, the Democrats are not going to do it. Who's it going to come down to? It's going to come down to the people. I wanted to just point out a couple of things. I am a former Army Reserve member. My MOS was 31 kilo combat signaler. So I signed up for the Army to serve my country, knowing that I had a big target on my back and I was willing to give my life. But at the time, I was not willing to do that, even though I did not agree with the war that was going on in Iraq at the time. And this one, what's happening right now, is 10 times worse than what was happening back then.
At least 10 times.
This government has been infiltrated from the inside. We need to accept that fact. My flag flies upside down right now, Alex. This is no joke, man. It is exactly what it looks like. They got us by the when it comes to this situation.
No, I'm going to jump because the time is right. So respect everybody else, but thank you. Listen, you're absolutely right. Israel's out in the open running this. And if Israel even thought a few paces out, it's not good for them, which is why every former intelligence chief is public and interviewed by Tucker Carlson against this. Netanyahu has a 14% approval rating, but using parliamentary manipulation stays in power. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, absolutely. The Israel lobby has lost its course. It's lost its sense of direction, its moral center, its mental center. And we cannot be dragged into this suicidal, genocidal conflict by this lunatic lobby for a foreign nation. And that poses an imminent and the greatest threat to the peace and prosperity, the safety and security of the American people is the nation of Israel. It is not the nation of Iran. That is the reality of where we currently stand. And it's one we have to confront. It's one we've got to correct. Because if we don't, the whole world may end up aflame for the nightmare apocalyptic visions of the Greater Israel Project or their Christian Zionist corrupt pals like Paula White, a corrupt televangelist who misuses and abuses God's word to line her pockets. That's who these people are. They're liars and fakes and phonies and frauds, endangering the American people, endangering the Constitutional Republic, endangering the whole world.
And that's totally true. And it's a guy up against the wall that staged October 7th, stood down, who wants to stay in power. It's completely out of his mind. Lee in Arkansas, Marine on the situation. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'm actually in Kansas, not Arkansas. But
I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Go ahead.
That's all right. So I voted for Trump 3 times. And, well, here's my opinion on all this. If he's in the mood of firing people, he needs to fire the person who talked him into this idea that attacking Iran like this is a good idea. Get rid of whoever is in his administration. This is not the Trump I voted for. I even voted for him as a Democrat because I did not like Hillary Clinton back then and still don't. But they have gotten us to the point where, yes, Iran cannot have nuclear weapons, but I don't think they really thought this fully through when they started it. Whoever told him it was a good idea, get rid of him. And I just wanted to call and give you my opinion on it. I agree.
It says on screen you said Trump has switched out. What do you mean by that? By the way, well, here's neighborhoods in Lebanon, entire areas of cities, just carpet bombing hundreds of houses at a time, just killing everybody. Christians, Muslims, you name it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a complete 180 from what he was saying during his, during his campaigns. There was no more wars. We got to get out of the Middle East. And now he's picking a fight with and just carpet bombing neighborhoods.
And employees are dropping nukes tomorrow.
So here's my conspiracy theory is that really Donald J. Trump? Or did they switch him out with somebody? Because if you look at what he's involved with, especially when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, all kinds of pictures together. And if you look at the pictures and then who's sitting in Texas right now, that is, in my opinion, is not Ghislaine Maxwell.
Doesn't look like her. Thank you. Yeah, Barnes. I mean, you hear, we're not screening these calls. Just your name, your number, clean phone call. Name, your name, and you want to say where you're calling from. We don't. No one is supporting this. That's what I get on the screen. Trump says 100% support. You see him today? He's like 100%. Everybody loves him.
That's the delusional state of mind he's in. A lot of people in the Fox News boomer con world are in that world. They think it's the greatest ever military achievement.
Oh, they know the only way to get through to Trump is Fox News.
Yeah, exactly. And Murdoch has sort of become, he's under mind control effectively. But to the caller's point, absolutely correct. We're seeing a different Trump. But there's a reason why it has been a common theme in great tragedies, in films, in cinema, in histories. The good king that goes mad. That's what we have in President Trump. He has gone King Lear mad. The reason why that trope has such effect is because it has so much historical legitimacy. That usually these are good kings. You know, Game of Thrones, about a good king that goes crazy. That goes insane.
This is a well-known phenomenon. They finally cracked the pressure. Great point. Matt in Virginia, Army on Iran. Go.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Alex and Robert, I want to thank you for your continued strategic level leadership. You guys are spot on. I've got some experience with deep operations. That's cross-forward line of troop joint shaping operations. That's both with fixed-wing, rotary-wing attack platforms, even including some unmanned systems. Also, a little bit of experience with national security strategy work, most relevantly to this discussion, I flew some multilateral operations targeting Iran, and I am highly concerned. Regarding Trump, sleep deprivation is real, and we often will say tongue-in-cheek, sleep deprivation is the best drug on the market.
And I've been told by Ray McGovern and so many top CIA briefers that on purpose they keep presidents up with crises to control them.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. I mean, in the Department of War, we actually have a fighter management program. So if you're fighting exquisite materiel, you are required to get so much sleep. Also, they do that for command nodes, too. They want commanders to have
they do it for 18-wheeler drivers.
Yes, and that's because your judgment is impaired, your hand-eye coordination is impaired, but in this case,
all my bad decisions are after 8 or 9 at night. I make horrible decisions.
Correct. So that's regarding Trump. Regarding Israel, Alex, I think you had a very prophetic comment about Israel thinks it's powerful because they're willing to do the unthinkable acts. And when you said that, I envisioned Colonel Walter E. Kurtz off of Apocalypse Now talking about the strength of the VC for lopping off the arms of the inoculated children.
And it shot him in the brain like a diamond bullet.
Exactly. And I think, in this international community right now, war, there are no more isolated wars like that, right? And this is fought in the global public. And that kind of, those kind of barbaric acts, it breaks down coalitions. It breaks down trust and confidence. And, one of our three major pillars of national security is values. And so 33% of that is just being rapidly eroded
Losing our soft power. Already in Global Gallup poll, we are now more unpopular than communist China the first time ever.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. I also want to talk about the reckless nature of some of these press conferences. So, Ratcliffe accurately characterized the snowman left behind code practiced by the armed forces. And that is vitally important, by the way, to continue, putting, young men and women in harm's way. However, the way that they describe these force packages in any capacity has operational security implications. Iran is fairly sophisticated and more concerning. They're being fed, you know, capabilities
from the Russians and Chinese.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's allowing them to create an effective defense targeting certain capabilities, right? So it's the whole capabilities and vulnerabilities discussion, which you protect both of those from the adversaries, and we are not doing that.
I can talk to you all day. I got to jump. We got to go fast. I want Barnes to have some final comments here. Rick in South Carolina, then Mike, that's it. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello. I am so disappointed in Trump. I voted for him 3 times. I see the biggest problem we have is the synagogue of Satan. I'll say it. It's the synagogue of Satan. It's Netanyahu. And Trump has been on his knees polishing his knob, and he needs to get up and get back to America.
Go ahead. More?
Well, I just think that's our biggest problem. And Trump is losing his his brains, and we need to get Vance in there because Trump's not going to do any good for us.
Yeah, the question is, how do you do that? Thanks for the call. I want to comment, Barnes. We'll take one more call from Mike. Can you take over?
I mean, the Israel lobby has taken over the president's mind in foreign policy, and now effectively our domestic policy by extension. And has weaponized the State Department for censorship codes. He's talking about threatening journalists today. He's saying anybody who, you know, out of the fact that there was a second, that we were lying about a second person being in loose, that he wants to go after that journalist. Well, it's an Israeli journalist whose source was likely Bibi Netanyahu. So if you want to go after the source, go after Bibi Netanyahu. But that mindset's not a good mindset. Start censoring people, to start threatening journalists, to start all of that path. He's going full Israeli. He's going full Bibi. And full Bibi is a very dangerous place for him to be. It's a very dangerous place for the world to be.
That's right. Last call, then Mark takes over in the final 10 minutes. Mike in Texas, Third Recon. I guess that's Marines, I'm guessing. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A majority of the callers that have called in are full of crap. I'm going to tell you exactly how this is going to go. I'm former operations staff NCOIC for Third Recon. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. A lot of this stuff going on is diversion. The eye on the prize are the heights above the Straits of Hormuz. What's going to happen is you're going to have 2 battalions of the 82nd Airborne land and gain control of those, the heights. And then you're going to bring Army rifle battalions in there to secure it. Meanwhile, the Marines are going to take the islands in the Straits. It's a 72-hour operation. After that's done, the Gulf Cooperation Council puts their troops in there to hold it. The oil starts flowing, and then we slow roll the rest of Iran.
And all what happens when the Iranians, using their other bases, hit those targets?
That's what this diversion is about, Alex. The president talking about nuking and all of this is to get those Revolutionary Guard Corps away from the heights above the Straits of Hormuz. This is all
you don't think they don't know
stuff.
The Straits the target?
They're going to defend the rest of the country. They're going to pull their troops out of there. We're going to hit it, and that's going to be the end of this war. You guys downplaying this, you're wrong. You're just dead wrong.
Oh, I thought the war was going to last 3-4 days.
You're wrong. You're dead wrong tactically, Alex. And your sources are crap.
Yeah, I got really bad sources.
How do you stop the underwater drones from hitting the ships? How do you stop the boats from hitting the ships? How do you hit the
Gulf Cooperation Council's Navy has been doing for the last 10 years? They've got the technology to do this. It's all going to be done in one strike, but we've got to get diversionary bombing. This whole thing about retrieving the pilot is a diversion because Special Forces is creating diversions with this uranium recovery stuff. We're going to hit the Straits of Hormuz. We're going to take control.
No, I agree. The uranium thing is a diversion. This is an insane plan if it was real, but still a major gamble.
It's going to happen. So you guys, being these naysayers, it's because you don't understand the tactical situation. That's what's going to happen. Mm. The war is going to end. There's not going to be any nuclear Armageddon.
The issues with that is people like Joe Ken have laid out.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Hope you're right. Think you're going to be wrong. Barnes, take over the last 8 minutes. Great job. You're back Thursday. You're going to be at 4 o'clock on with Harrison Smith. The War Room coming up in about 7, 8, 10 minutes. You got the final comments. Robert Barnes, very much tuned into your podcast. God bless you.
Glad to be here. So to respond to that last caller, we'll lay out the way that people like Colonel Douglas McGregor served in President Trump's first administration, has long extensive experience, including in the Middle East, that Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis served extensively in both the Middle East and Afghanistan, focused on logistics. People like former National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent. Just to give some examples, you can find others online. People like Armchair Warlord, who served in the U.S. military and provides a wide range of ongoing commentary, that they identify the principal problems with the idea that you can militarily open the strait as follows. First, you need to be able to prevent Iran from using any ballistic missiles to attack any of the shipping going in and out of the Straits of Hormuz to the satisfaction of both the ship owners and the insurers. Second, because if the insurers won't insure, then no ship is moving, no matter who is in control of the islands or the mountains around the strait. Second, that you need to have the ship owners have confidence that they're not risking their members' lives by gambling on whether the U.S. actually has complete 100% control. President Trump said we had 100% control of the skies, and we just saw at least a half dozen planes and helicopters go down to the ground just this past weekend after he said that. So you're going to have extraordinary confidence that they cannot use their ballistic missiles to hit any of the ships. Then you have to have complete confidence that they cannot use their drones to hit any of those ships. This includes above ground drones and underwater drones. You have to be convinced that they cannot use any simple artillery and other means from the 800-kilometer coastline that surrounds the Straits of Hormuz from Iranian positions in the cliffs that surround the Straits of Hormuz on the Iranian side. It's almost all mountains and cliffs, easy places to hide all kinds of weapons. If you doubt the effectiveness of this, see no less than the Houthis, who are a tiny scale version of the Iranians, who we, the United States, could not stop from hitting ships in the Red Sea. Who are also, by the way, threatening to close that Red Sea if attacks escalate against the Iranians, which would be another 10% of all the gas and oil supply in the world, including the ones the Saudis are currently using. So you got to shut down the missiles, shut down the drones, shut down the ammunition and other attacks from the cliffs. But not just that. You also have to shut down their fast boats, many of them suicide boats, that are in these underwater caves along those same cliffs, meant to take out various ships whenever they want. Then you got to take out their underwater mini subs, which are all still fully present. Then you've got to take out all of their underwater drones, which they also have and have already used successfully to take out these ships. So you've got to take out their over-air missiles, their air missiles, their air drones, and their artillery, and take out their underwater drones, take out their underwater mini subs, and take out under the boats that they have that can attack. And that's along an 800-kilometer coastline. And you've got to do so with just having soldiers placed on islands and on cliffs. Almost everyone that has evaluated this militarily disagrees with the caller and says it cannot be done. That's what the conclusion is of Colonel McGregor, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, and National Counterterrorism Director Joe Kent. But they're all of whom have extensive experience in the military, in the Middle East, and have studied this precise subject extensively and expansively. It's further proven by our inability to completely reopen the Red Sea whenever we wanted, when we couldn't even take out the much more impoverished, much smaller, much less well-equipped Houthis in Yemen. Now let's take a look at why we can't take out their missiles, why we can't take out their drones. They build them underground. They store them underground. They fire them from underground, deep underground that can survive even nuclear missile attacks and bunker buster attacks. They have independent sources of energy, so they do not depend on the power grid for continuing to operate. Look at our own statements. We went from saying 100% ballistic missiles destroyed to 95%, to 90%, to 80%, to 70%, to 50%, when the honest answer is we have no clue. They can continue building these ballistic missiles underground. They can continue building these drones underground. Consequently, our capacity, this is a country of more than 90 million, a country that is four times the size of Iraq, that it would take up almost all of Western Europe if you were to superimpose it on a map. It is a very mountainous country that is difficult to maneuver in any circumstance, least of all in this circumstance. So this is why we cannot take out their ballistic missile capacity. We cannot take out their drone building capacity. We can't take out their launching capacity of ballistic missiles or drones. Drones have taken out $500 million and $1 billion radars throughout the Gulf Coast, that they are bombing some planes that are worth as much as $500 million while they sit on the tarmac. Anybody pretending you can send in a few troops, that those troops could secure that land, that those troops could maintain logistical supplies throughout to be able to continue to occupy that land, that they could protect themselves from drone attacks themselves or missile attacks themselves, is already living in a la-la land. But you compound it when you are pretending that you can prevent Iran from ever using ballistic missiles, drones, above ground or underwater, along an 800-kilometer coastline, much of which could be fired from deep inside Iran. It doesn't need coastal control to do it. Pretending they don't need the islands to be able to shut down the Straits of Hormuz. They don't need control of all of the cliffs to be able to shut down the Straits of Hormuz. All they need is a drone, a ballistic missile, a underwater mini sub, a underwater drone that a major insurer, Lloyd's of London, or a major sea captain says is too much of a risk to be able to do it. That's why it is a pipe dream. It is an illusion to believe we can militarily solve the problem of Iran. The reality is the only solution is a diplomatic one. It is a political one. It is one we should have executed a long time ago. It is time for American troops to come home. We are a republic, not an empire. John Quincy Adams said on July 4th in the 1820s, one of our founding fathers, America does not go abroad searching for monsters to destroy. It is time to return, as Pat Buchanan said many decades ago, back to a constitutional republic, not an empire. We need to return home, return our boys home, and focus on home. Focus on building our bridges back. Focus on building our economy back. Focus on securing the safety of our Americans at home from the threat of crime and illegal immigration and woke ideology and the like. That's what America First means. That's what America First meant. That's what the president needs to do. He needs to divorce his Israeli lobby mistress and remarry and return to his OG MAGA wife, America First wife. Then America can be safe, America can be secure, and America can be strong again.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.